Hello and welcome back to the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha, the shiur where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. Heads up, there's going to be some background noise. We are on yeshiva week. We are on yeshiva break. My kids are home with me trying to let them watch Cocomelon, a little kids show. You might hear that in the background. You might hear them in the background. I apologize in advance. You should know that you can choose to help us out, to raise funds for our show, for our mission, our purpose to go bigger, to go broader, and to go dream big. TheChesedFund.com, 1S / Tani Chesed Fund, 2S / The Tani Talks Podcast. You know that all our shows are now in a new format, a new base of support of JewishPodcast.fm. They now host our shows, all five of them. You too can make a show. JewishPodcast.fm is the way to do it. You can make your own podcast. Feel free to reach out to me if you need help and want to set it up. One of the organizations I work with is Jewish Podcasts, and they do wonderful, wonderful work. Feel free to email me at MaximumTEE@Yahoo.com if you would like to get started today. You should also know Naki Radio is a fantastic way to hear internet radio, and our shows have just been added. Brand new, we have a Tani Talks podcast channel on the internet radio that is Naki. I love it. They put up all five shows for us. How wonderful. You can now listen on a device. You can get the solo with one speaker, the duo with two speakers, or the home, which has two speakers and a remote. Really cool idea, really cool concept, kosher internet radio. Get yours today at NakiRadio.com. So we are up to Mishpatim. We are in Sefer Shemot. We're up to Mishpatim. Just want to talk about the idea, just a couple of minutes today, this week, talking about Mishpatim. When we think about Mishpatim, when we think about the word Mishpatim, we think about the idea that we're involved in laws. There are laws in life. There are laws in how we go about our ways and we go about our days. We talked about last week on Yisrael, also the commandments of your life. But besides for having commandments of your life, besides for thinking how you could command your life, think about the laws of life. What is a law that you want to listen to? What is a law you want to be involved in? So you think about what kind of a law you want to live, what kind of a life you want to have, what kind of a situation you should be involved in. What kind of laws do you want to be? I like to live by the law of generosity. I like to live by the law of chesed. For me, that means how generous can we be? How giving can we be? How much can we do for someone else? How much can we obtain for someone else's benefit? We talk about tzedakah. Halavai, we should all have enough money. We could give thousands of thousands of thousands of dollars to tzedakah. Discuss it with your local Orthodox rabbi how much you can give. But if you could give 10%, can you give 11%? Instead of $100 from your $1,000 check, can you give $101? Can you give $105, $110? Somebody needs your help for 5 minutes. Can I please have 5 minutes of your time? The law says, Lifnei Mishur Sadin, Halacha teaches us, we should go above and beyond what people say from us. So yeah, they ask for 5 minutes. Can you give them 10 minutes? Can you give them 15 minutes? What law of life can you live by? The golden rule, the golden law, the way that you want to be treated is the way that you should treat everyone else. Hillel taught us in Gemara Shabbat when the convert comes to him and says, convert me on one foot, on the condition I stand on one foot. Hillel says, V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Everything you want that to be done to you, you should do for others. The way you want to be treated is the way you should treat others. Treat everyone the way you want to be treated, the golden rule. The rest is commentary. Go and study it. Go and learn it, he says. You want to treat everybody the right way. Be generous. Be a giver. Be someone involved in others. The law of generosity, the law of kindness, the law of giving. We look at Mishpatim, we see, right after getting the 10 major commandments we talked about last week, we look at Mishpatim, they seem like seemingly trivial laws, seemingly technical laws, seemingly mundane laws about this and the slave and this and that. But really, laws of life are important to be beholden with. Rabbi Artscroll teaches in their notes that you have the laws of life in Yisro, the great, grand Ten Commandments, Mishpatim, are as important, if not more important in some ways, than the laws themselves of the Ten Commandments. You can't just say, I'm going to live a life of the Ten Commandments and not think about all the other laws and in ethics and business and in your dealings and in your days. That are laws that you have to be involved with as well. You have to make sure to be involved with as well. And fascinatingly, Pirkei Avos, which is one of our shows, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, again, you could hear it on Yidpod or Jewish Podcast.fm or podcast formats, and now on Naki Radio itself on our channel. So we see in Pirkei Avos, every time we start Pirkei Avos, and now we're on our fifth season, we're on hiatus now, but God willing, we'll come back. Every time we start Pirkei Avos, it says Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai. Why do we start Pirkei Avos that way? Because it's very easy and very understandable for people to know and people to remember, yeah, the Ten Commandments come from Sinai, come from Sinai. Yeah, it's very easy to remember not to kill, not to steal, not to murder, not to take from other people. Those are commandments that come from Sinai. But ethics, morality, derech eretz, having the proper fundamental manners, that doesn't come from Sinai, chas v'shalom. But no, we know everything comes from Sinai. So the question becomes, what type of law do you want to live for your life? What kind of law do you want to live for yourself? What are the laws of your own life? What are the laws of your own self? You want to be involved in laws? You want to be involved in doing good for others? I like to live by the law of generosity, the law of giving. Someone has a baby. Halavai, everyone should only know from good things, from smachot. La habdil, someone loses someone. We should never know from such things. Everyone should be happy and healthy and mevas from shana. We need to give them a meal. We don't need to. We want to give them a meal. We get the opportunity to make them a meal. See a meal train. You sign up for, what are you going to make for them? You give them one little pebble, one little piece of kishka, one little piece of kugel, one little pan of a couple of tomatoes, or are you going to go big or go home? When we cook for other people, I like to try to do as much as I can. I cook the dish. I try to do a side dish. I try to bring a dessert, either from the local supermarket or something else. Maybe my candied strawberries. Feel free to email me for the recipe if you want it. MaximumTEE@yahoo.com. And we try to also include the cutlery and some napkins and a drink, because we want it to be an all-inclusive meal. We want to go big or go home. We want it to be the law of our life, the law of generosity, the law of giving, the law of doing for others is not to do the minimal. It's to be lefnei mishuras hadin, to go above and beyond, to go big or go home. You want it to be that you're generous in nature, generous in thought, and generous in spirit. When we go about and think about the laws of our life, what kind of laws do we have? Do we have the proper manners when we call people? The other day I had to speak to customer service. I was really, really mad. And I called them for some reason, something they did wrong, something they charged us for, $600 for some random visit to the doctor for one of the kids or someone. How do we speak to them? What is the law of how we govern ourselves when we talk to someone, especially when they did something wrong to us, especially when they did something the wrong way to us? How do we go about it? What kind of a law? Have the proper derech eretz, the proper manners. Hi, how are you today? Good morning. What's your name? I like to start a lot of calls when I call people, and I call lots of people, not just for work, but for different reasons. And we're involved in calling people, we're involved for reaching out to people and talking to people. How do we speak to the people on the phone? A lot of times customer service gets the brunt of the brute force of people in their anger and the brute force of their people when they need stuff or they want stuff. Hey, why didn't I get my vacuum? I ordered it 2 weeks ago. Hey, where is my filter for my air conditioner? I ordered it 3 months ago. Why did you send me a broken fan? Why did you send me the blue scrunchie when I asked you for 100 black scrunchies for my daughter? They call these people, we reach out to these people, but the law involved is not the right law. The law of life, the law of how we should do things, especially generosity, talking to people, interacting people, should be with a smile. Pirkei Avos says, in front of all people, you should have a smile. We know the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, V'havi mekabel l'kol ha'adam m'sever panam yafos, v'simcha, receive every person with a cheerful countenance, with a pleasant demeanor, and with a smile. Two different Mishnahs. So that's why when I drop off my son at school, I bring him over. I want to smile and say hi to the security guard. I want to talk to the crossing guard. I want to say hi to the barista that gives me and my wife our coffees at Dunkin' or whatever. And when I speak to people in customer service, what is the law of your life? How do you go about things? You think it's mundane. You think it's seemingly trivial? It's not. The way we go about our days, the way we interact with people throughout our days, the way we should counteract people, it's not just about the big 10. It's not just about the big 7 for the Noahide, the non-Jewish commandments that apply to all humanity. It's how we go about our days throughout our days. What are the laws to govern your life? The laws of life, generosity, giving, interacting with people, a positive demeanor. Do you know the phrase, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah? It's important to have Derech Eretz before you even think about Torah, before you even learn Torah. You have to have the proper demeanor and the proper demeanor, the proper countenance. If you interact with people, you're wearing your kippah, you're wearing your black hat, whatever way you dress, whatever way you interact, you talk to these people, but you don't have a pleasant demeanor, what are they going to say about Jewish people? God forbid. Ah, those Jews, they have no manners, they're so mean, and they're so mean-spirited, and they're so selfish and stingy. We don't want that to be. That's why if I'm working in a school, wherever I'm working, whoever I'm talking to, I try to do it in a way we could be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, the law of life, to be sanctifying God's name, sanctifying the world around us, doing what we can to interact with those around us. So when we think about Mishpatim, when we think about laws, we think about what governs our life, it's not just the fact that we think about the Big Ten and the big mitzvahs, the big 613 mitzvahs, we think about the little ones, quote-unquote little ones, too. We don't know what's considered a big mitzvah or a small mitzvah. Pirkei teaches us we don't know the reward for a mitzvah. The best reward for a mitzvah is to do another mitzvah. And after 120 years, nothing comes with us except for good deeds and chesed and mitzvahs and Torah learning. That's what we're asked. Did you learn every day? Did you study every day? Did you do your business affairs properly? Did you wait for Mashiach? When we think about Mishpatim, we think about laws. Think about what the laws of life are. What are the laws of your life? We command your life last week, but we talk about the laws of life this week. Being a generous person, a giving person, going above and beyond. Lifnei Meshuras HaDin. They ask you for a little help for 5 minutes, give 10 minutes, give 15 minutes. When you're interacting with people, speak nicely, pleasantly, with a pleasant demeanor. How can you go about the laws of life for your life in your days in order to make a wonderful sanctification of God's name every single day? This has been the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.